Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Thursday, September 26th, 2024, pre-market report. I'm happy to say I was able to get this video out. This storm is starting to hit us here. I am on Florida's Gulf Coast here, actually Bradenton inland from Sarasota, but we're starting to see this here. It's going to be interesting to see how this day plays out. I hope I can get a live stream out later. I really hope to see you there. If you don't, you know the power went out. And unfortunately, I was unable to do a post-market for you. We have a lot of stuff to cover here, people. And I want to talk more about what's happening, how things are lining up for 2025. I've been talking about this for months, many months, about how 2025 just things appear to be not playing out well moving forward. I mean, that's kind of a no-brainer here. But again, we're going to put a perspective on that. Before we do that, I want to start off with what's happening right now. Let's do that. So how do you feel about this? Another kick the can down the road. Loving, caring representatives. They're doing their job. They're working so hard for you that they're just going to kick the can down the road a little bit more just for three more months. They can't get anything done, these people here. There's endless cash for war. Oh, yes, more money or cash for war than you can imagine, and even then some. But for you, because, you know, you do pay taxes, right? And you are a citizen here, most of you, I would believe, of the United States. We're the laughing stock of the world. We can't get anything done. It's unbelievable. But again, we can sure as hell fund war, build up to war, have the most powerful military in the world, apparently, and everything else. But we can't fund ourselves. Unbelievable. Oh, yeah. Congress passes a temporary bill to avoid shutdown. Let's give them all a big round of applause because they're just so great. They're so great. Do you agree with Greg that they should all be fired from the top down? Yeah, I think so. But anyway, I just wanted to let you know that they saved the day. They saved the day. Now, let's start moving forward here just a little bit before we go on to the 2025. You and I called this perfectly. What we're seeing here is a market that's going record high, record high, record high. Now, this article here explains how we're seeing a phenomenon that has not happened since the dot-com bubble. A market that seems relentless, that nothing gets in its way. But you see, what they won't tell you here, the article, person who wrote this, is it's easy money. It's the promise. Well, forget about the promise that we've heard from both of our two beautiful people running for the presidency of the United States, or should I say the selection here, who've both promised us, that we're going to get lower rates. But the Fed, who wants this more than the Federal Reserve, any central bank, they're laughing. They're laughing at us because they have two puppets here helping them fulfill their goal. Okay, that is to own it all, to suppress rates, to create currency out of nothing, to destroy the currency, to bring you and I to our knees via this mechanism. But they think people are too dumb to understand that. And they are, quite frankly. Not you and me, though. We understand what's going on here. But this mechanism is not going to stop, okay? This phenomenon that we haven't seen since the dot-com bubble, which you and I said, record high, record high, record high, record high. It's all about easy money. Again, the economic news is abysmal. We haven't had a single piece of good economic news in, I don't know, a decade, pretty much. It's all been an illusion here, built upon oceans of debt, which has brought a lot of illusion in the stock market. People believe if the stock market is record high, well, the economy must be firing on all cylinders. Nothing could be further from the truth. The economy of the world is contracting at its fastest pace we've ever seen, people. Meanwhile, central banks are buying it all. They even have puppets playing right into the Fed's hands, promising you lower rates. Make it up. You can't do it. No one can make it up. But we said this. Whoever is selected as president is going to be public enemy number one, traitor number one, like Benedict Arnold, okay? Because they're going to help the Fed get stronger. That's really what this all comes down to. Now, on top of that, let's move on to something else here. Treasury yields hold steady as investors look to economic data. Economic data, it's abysmal. All it is easy money. Duh. We all know that. Now, here's something that should bother you. Fed speaker comments. We're going to hear from a few Fed creatures today. Again, these are not human. They're subhuman entities. Now, what they're going to tell you is the Fed is data dependent. We've been hearing data dependent now, you and me, well, since forever here. The Fed's data dependent. We will act accordingly. It's appropriate. These are the words they use, all right? Now, we understand, and they've, let me ask you, we understand what just happened on Wednesday with the Fed cut rates, and then they immediately, simultaneously released their plan for the rest of this year and next year with regard to cutting rates. So how are they data dependent if they already have a plan as to what they're going to do? Because they're not data dependent, and nobody is willing to call it out. Do you think one of the creatures that dwell within the halls of the Federal Reserve is going to say, hold on, guys, you know what? We just got caught in a big, fat, ugly lie. We're not data dependent. We're just going along with a predetermined course to destroy the world economy, to destroy the economy here in the United States, to destabilize the economy of the world. That's what central banks are doing right now via their mechanism of artificially suppressed rates, puppets calling for lower rates here, currency devaluation. You know, it's amazing here. War, expanding war. Again, we can't fund our government. We can fund it for 3 months, but we could fund war, expanding war. Build up to war, building up the military in any amount you want. Sure, do all that. Okay, but we can't fund ourselves. Now, let us move forward here. And then again, I want to hear from you on this. Do you think it's revolting that no one's willing to call the Fed out? Because we obviously understand we caught them in a big, fat, ugly lie. They've laid out their course. They are determined to destroy us all. The mechanism here is too easy. They're eliminating us. They're creating slaves to the system, dependency on the system, and that's going to lead us to 2025. I want to talk about more so. Now, a lot of you are asking me to weigh in on this. I wasn't even going to, I'll be honest with you, but I will. Here we go. Some of you have written to me. In fact, this morning, just this morning, I had a few of you write to me, Greg, is this a black swan? Is this the event that's going to bring down the market? I'm here to tell you no. I'm here to tell you, first of all, anything that you can see like this. I know a lot of people are concerned about this. What we're eventually going to face is a resource issue on a biblical scale. Again, the meltdown of the debt market is going to freeze up credit markets around the world. The whole system is going to stop, and that's where they're bringing us. Could this happen in 2025? Absolutely, it could happen. It looks like they're building up to that because they want a new system, a whole new system, a digital system, a central bank digital currency, a universal currency, one that can be used anywhere around the world. That's what they're working towards. Anyway, this is definitely not a black swan because people know about it. And I've been telling you this forever. When you can point at something, when it becomes obvious that it's widely known, it's not a black swan anymore. And with regard to the market, I expect the market to go higher. I really do. It's easy money right now. It has nothing to do with economic news, economic data, or anything else. It's about the promise of easy money and vastly, vastly expanding debt. Does this sound about right to you? I would be willing to bet that you were on the same page here. Now, let me bring a few other things to your attention. I lost something. Doesn't matter. Anyway, look, this is what the setup is this morning for the market. Futures are higher for the stock market, gold and silver. Silver doing really good. Bitcoin, crypto is looking really good. We're all in the right spots, people. You know this. We have it down to a science at this point. Let them do whatever they want. They can throw anything they want at us, and we got it covered. Now, before we move on to 2025, hold on a minute here. I want to show you something. This is the MMRI, Manorino Market Risk Indicator. Free to everybody. Again, link in description of this video. I don't make a dime off of this. It's free. In case Greg is telling people, I hear this all the time, to go to his website so he can make money. No, this is for you and it's for free. Oh, by the way, I opened up new spots. People, please take advantage of this. My chat room on my website, I have to pay for spots for you to participate in that. Those are not free. I have to buy the service and I have to pay to open up spots. I just added more spots last night and there are still some available, I'm sure. So if you want to get it, the people in that chat room are very smart. Very, very smart people. They know what's going on. They're paying attention to what's happening. So join them over there. They will welcome you. Believe me, these are lions. They want more lions there. You are a lion. Or if you're part of this community we have, you're a lion. All right. So take advantage of this. In the description of this video, if you see the MMRI at the top of the second page, there's a link. Go scroll down and get your spot. Again, I pay for those spots. So take advantage of that. All right. Take advantage of the fact that I'm paying for you to utilize that resource over there. And I hope you guys and girls take advantage of that. If the spots fill up again, I had an ad recently too, maybe just a month ago or so. If the spots fill up, let me know. Just say, hey, Greg, I can't get into the chat room. I will add more spots for you. You understand? I got your back. From every angle, I got your back. Anyway, going back to this. The market is very comfortable right now with this level of risk. Again, it's color-coded for you. All right? This number hasn't changed much recently. The downward trend is obviously grossly intact. With regard, this is what the Fed's doing, weakening the currency here. Obviously, keeping rates artificially suppressed. Calls from Trump and Kamala, they promised you lower rates, playing right into the Fed's game. They want this to happen. They need an ally in the White House. They're going to get one. I've told you this forever here. Whether it's Trump, whether it's Kamala, they will be an ally to the Fed, period. If you think anything is different, just look back on the last tenure of Trump, for example, and Kamala wasn't president, but look at what Biden has done as well. The mechanism of war, pulling cash into the now, all this stuff, scamdemics, whatever it might be they're going to throw at us to keep the system liquefied, although liquidity is drying up. Liquidity is drying up on a global scale like we've never seen. You know how the system works, a perpetual black hole that can never be filled. Now, that leads me to 2025. People, everything that I look at, all the data, and there's probably not a guy on this planet, maybe, I don't know, maybe I'm over-exaggerating, who looks at more data than I do. I look at it all the time. I study it, and I understand the data is fluid. I understand that there are gaps that we need to fill in. We know the data is all fake, but we got to look past that and say, okay, what's actually going on? What's driving what's happening here? And obviously, it's central banks. Obviously, it's easy money. Obviously, they are deliberately destabilizing the not just the world financial system, but everything connected to it as well. War is a destabilizing factor. They're going to make sure that remains intact. It's going to go on and on and on. Currency devaluation to a much greater degree than we've ever seen before is going to go on and on and on. Unfortunately, that means we're going to see inflation continue. They're going to tell you it's coming down. They've been telling you this forever, but it's not true. By their own numbers, inflation continues to rise. They're going to use words like it's softening. Softening. It's not a very descriptive term. It's ambiguous, and they do this for a reason here to keep you not knowing what's actually going on. The fact of the matter is we're just seeing the brunt of what has happened under the last three presidents, Biden included, Trump, and Obama, working directly with the Fed to inflate. Again, take the last three presidents. Look what they pulled into existence with the help of the Fed, working with the Fed here. Take every president before them, going back to George Washington. These last three have helped the Fed more so than every single president before them combined. The last three presidents of the United States, Biden-Harris, we could say, okay? Trump, Obama, have been the best friends to the Federal Reserve in history. And this will continue no matter who gets selected behind the Resolute Desk. You understand? It's not going to stop. This all has been predetermined, like the Fed, for example, on a predetermined course here. There's no data dependency here to continue to devalue the currency, to continue to artificially suppress rates, push cash into risk assets here. You understand what I'm talking about? And again, going back to the MMRI, this tells us, relative to expanding debt, that commodities are on sale and they will go more on sale. Doesn't mean the price is going to drop. It means relative to debt, the price of commodities is becoming more on sale. And this is a mechanism to prop up the stock market as well, to foster the illusion of, wow, the stock market's at a record high, record high, record high, something we haven't seen, that this current run. Don't take my word for anything I say. Verify what I say, people. It's just too important. You understand? Just, again, the phenomenon here of the market we haven't seen since the dot-com bubble. Can't find the headline I was trying to show you again. Oh, here we go. Since the dot-com, we haven't seen anything like this before. But it's not going to stop. It's an illusion. Those digits on the screen, they're all illusions too. Anyway, moving towards 2025, people, everything I look at tells me that 2025 may be the time. And after the presidential selection, all bets are off. all bets are off. Okay, we're going to have to reevaluate this as we get closer, obviously. Look, I got your back on this. You can count on it. You're not going to have to guess, all right? I will give you my best estimations, I always do, as to what's likely going to happen. And it's just too simple to see. Let me ask you. You know, I believe in our God-given intellect. This is a gift from the Almighty, okay? What do you feel? What's your gut tell you? Okay, listen to your gut. Okay, it's more than that. Okay, this is a gift that we all have. We just got to learn to utilize it. What's your gut say? Does 2025 look to be a utopian society where global debt is going to start coming down? We're going to see the economies of the world start to strengthen, currencies getting stronger, people being more successful? Or do you see the polar opposite of that? Me? I know the polar opposite is going to happen here. This is a systemic destruction, and they're bringing us to our knees only to issue in a new system. That's what they want. They want dependency on the system. The more people that get dependent on the current system, the more people will accept the new one. Does that sound about right to you? People usually, when they hear the truth, they know it, okay? In the words of my old friend, Greg Hunter. Anyway, Greg, hope you're all right there, buddy. I haven't heard from you forever. I reached out to you. Man, I must pay me 100 times. The man does not practice what he preaches. Claims to be a Christian. Won't forgive for whatever I've done. I've asked forgiveness. Won't forgive. I don't even know what I've done. I said, please forgive me for whatever I did. Greg won't do it. It's unfortunate, but that's okay. Anyway, people, look, love you from the heart. I mean that. We need each other, man. Moving forward, we're going to need each other more than ever. Tell me what you think. Do you, in your gut, believe that 2025 could possibly be the point where the central banks issue in their central bank digital currency, this one world system, the event leading up to this has to be, well, biblical. They have to, I really believe, again, the system is illiquid. You have to understand that. The fact that they're pumping it full of debt right now just to maintain the illusion of liquidity tells us how bad it actually is. All they need to do is a nanosecond. It's going to be a point of their choosing. Again, it's not going to be some closures of ports that are going to be a black swan event. No, it's going to be hard for the people because that's what they want. They want your life hard. They want you to struggle. They want you to focus on this. Understand, if they do shut this down, the ports, they're going to do something else behind the scenes. It's what they always do. Focus on the ports. Don't look over here. It's what they always do. So when you see something like this, you understand it's a setup to something else. It's always the same. Nothing is what it appears to be. I've been telling you this forever. Raise your awareness. Raise your level of understanding, and you're going to have a lot better time getting through where we're going, especially moving into 2025. To me, it looks like a liquidity crisis is being set up. We're already in a full-blown liquidity crisis, but they're pumping the system. The moment they stop doing that, we have an implosion. We have a systemic meltdown. You understand? The system was already being destabilized across the board. Again, war destabilizing. The situation here with artificially suppressed rates is destabilizing. Currency devaluation, destabilizing. Does this make sense to you, what I'm saying? And this is not going to get better. It's not going to improve. So what that tells me and you is we really need to, again, be ready for anything. Have the high ground. Are we on the same page? Let me know. Yes, Greg, I understand and I see what's going on here. Or no, Greg, you're way off base. And I could be. If you feel like I am way off base, let me know where I got it wrong. Don't just say, I mean, if you want to just add a comment for fun, because it does help the channel, right? Greg, you're wrong. Okay. But what I'd rather is strengthen this community. Tell me where I am wrong. Greg, you got this wrong because of this. Again, we're stronger together. I'm just one guy. I'm the daddy lion here. I get that. And I love to be the daddy lion. Look more like a lion every day, don't I? Anyway. We need each other, man. I need you. This community is stronger if we bind together, if we unify. You understand? All right, I'm going to let you all go. I think this has been a very important video. I really, really do. But I want to hear from you. Greg, you know it's not important. Or it is important, all right? We got to do this. And we got it. And we know what we're doing. We're not going to deviate from our plan, betting against the debt, becoming our own central banks, utilizing every single thing that comes our way to turn the tables. You understand? Because if we don't do that, and we're not taking action, by not taking action, you've taken an action. You understand? And that means you're probably sitting in some corner sucking your thumb off. And that's going to lead to your demise, people. And I'm not going to let that happen. Not on my watch. All right? Love you all from the heart. Hopefully, I will see you later, 4 or 5 p.m. Eastern, for the live stream. This storm hits real hard. I could lose power. I might not be able to get a video up, but I'm going to try my hardest, all right? People, if no one has said it yet this morning to you, I love you from the heart. I really, really do. I'll see you later.